tuned in to Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network.
Welcome to the Village Vision Podcast, where community collaboration and care converge. I'm Dr. Crystal Morrison, and I'm honored to be your host on this incredible journey. As a firm believer in the power of a united village, I'm thrilled to bring you inspiring stories, research, and projects that break down barriers in care. Through heartfelt conversations with experts, advocates, and those with lived experiences, we'll showcase the transformative impact of collective support. So join me on the Village Vision Podcast as we explore the remarkable collaborations that lead to better outcomes, foster a sense of community, and inspire action to improve care for not only ourselves, but everyone around us. On today's episode, I'm here with my friend Harry Saros. Harry is a highly accomplished and results-driven senior sales manager in the healthcare industry and also known as the Pitt Guru, one of the top influencers for the University of Pittsburgh's athletics program. He's also a husband and father of two teenagers. Now, recently, he added author to his bio with the release of his new book, From Struggle to Strength, A Father's Journey with Autism and the Power of Hope and Positivity. Welcome, Harry.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. We met a few years ago through the autism community here in Pittsburgh, and it's been a pleasure to get to know you and know your story more. So I'm excited for you to be able to share your story today and also how that story is such a big piece of your book. And I want to talk about your book, but there's so much the why behind the work that you do and why this is important to you and why you wrote the book. So tell us a little bit more about what inspired you to share your story.
Sure. And it was really a buildup. So I'm going to go back to 2014. My dear friend, Kelly Kane, who's the founder of the Autism Caring Center, had asked me to speak and moderate. At the time, she was helping with the Autism Notebook in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I went to a fairly large conference up in Greentree. And there was a huge room. I was allotted, I think, initially 15 minutes, and it turned into more like a half hour longer. Something happened with one of the speakers, so that's not a problem with me. I'll speak anywhere. So I got up to speak, and as I was talking, midway through my speech, there was mother after mother after mother lining up. My first thought was, Becerris, did you say something offensive? That was, you know, and I thought, no, I don't think I did. When I finished that speech, in fact, not only were they waiting for me, they were emotional. And I went down and they said to me, listen, we have a child that's struggling at home that's been diagnosed and our husbands are not on board. They're belligerent. They refuse to accept. In fact, some were significantly fighting their spouse. Mm-hmm. And I could see the desperation. And they said, would you reach out to him? And I'm bold. I, if you know me, I'm type A, I'm not shy. I collected that day upward of 8 to 10 numbers.
Yeah.
And some, I tell you, some spoke with me, some hung up on me. A few had, I took a few out to dinner, one coffee, one dinner. The one probably that shined through to me, he was accepting of what was going on, but it, I think he was so trapped in his emotion that he was stoic and that the wife misunderstood the stoicism. And he started getting very emotional on the phone. And I said, hey, you're human. Men forget. A true male, comprehensive male, you could both be macho and show emotion. You know, we live in this odd society now. We're not supposed to.
Right.
And I said, let it out. And he burst out crying on the phone. And I got an email like a week later and said, you're a miracle worker. You know, we've now come together. But it hit me then, wait, there's an issue here, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought about writing the book at that time. And I'm glad I didn't. The reason I say that, then 2 years ago, it was really percolating in my head. I need to write a book. And I don't see there, first of all, the admiration, respect, and love that I have for every autism warrior mom out there, you, my wife, so many that are out there. Mm-hmm. I hold you the highest regard. But there's not many. I'm not saying there isn't, but there aren't many male voices, fathers' voices.
That's right.
And I'm a Googler. I'm great at research and I've looked and there might be one with a podcast, one with a small book, but it's dormant. So I thought the male voice, the father's voice needs to be heard. And then, and I think you heard me speak, I went to the Autism Caring Center's Mother's Day conference And I think I was the first father to ever address that group. And there might have been upwards of 3 to 350 in terms of mothers there that day. As I was writing that speech, it was 50% my son's story, and he's a brave young man, and then 50% my points of pontification. And I said, oh, my Lord, that's my book.
Yeah.
And from there, I met Corey Wamsley with Aurora Corialis Publishing, and she said, you have a book in you. And I said, I have the book. And it's been such an incredible, cathartic, unreal experience. And I can't tell you, and I know you've gone through yourself as an author, but the emotions it brought out in myself, in my wife, who's not yet read the book. I want this to be a surprise
really?
For her.
Yeah.
I did. I want it to be a surprise, but I will tell you, it dug into my soul at times, kind of unearthing the story and the journey that we've been through. So it's been amazing. So I'm excited to be launching this week and just knowing that the impact I think this book could have. I'm so excited. The feedback I've already received from the people that have had an advanced copy, I really feel like we're going to do some great things.
I couldn't agree more. And I definitely agree that there's such a need for more dads or dad figures to be involved in this conversation, because I do think that they have a lot to say and a lot of support to provide each other. And just delighted that you're starting to see more dads on social media sharing, and it's a very good thing, I think. So really, really honored that you're sharing your story. I also understand the emotion that you experience as you're going back over a lot of tough things, but a lot of realization too. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that were therapeutic for you, or maybe realizations that you had as you were working on writing it.
It's funny, I already feel my chest tightening up.
Yeah.
The one thing that really stood out to me, I was going through the hours of therapy, the lack of sleep, the multitude of physician appointments. And what you need to understand, I don't want to ruin the book for anyone to read it.
Yeah.
My son has dealt with not just autism. He lost hearing in his right ear, which delays the way you're processing. There's a right ear advantage, and he doesn't have that advantage. Then we discovered he has Tourette syndrome. Mm-hmm. So not only does he have something that impairs him socially, he now can't process on the right ear, and he has tics. Then we find out he has primary ciliary dyskinesia, and he has to be on breathing treatments. And it's pretty well documented in my book and in my background, people that know me. I've been a martial artist. I'm a third-degree black belt in Kung Fu Do, and you meet tough guys in that genre. Muay Thai fighters I know, guys that are black belts in jiu-jitsu. That's grit. My son, youngest son, is a football player. I've covered football now for upwards of 30 years, especially for Pitt. My youngest son will be playing for Allegheny football next year, Allegheny College. Right. There's a lot of tough guys there. But you can't define grit on fighting and physicality at times.
Exactly.
There's an innate toughness in these kids. And I was going back through minute by minute of my son's story. And I realized that's the toughest kid I know.
Yeah.
I know young men. I could throw a rock from here at West Allegheny High School or University of Pittsburgh that are bench pressing over 400 pounds.
Right.
But it's an innate different type of grit. And what makes my son amazing to me, the epiphany, I'm going through all of it.
Yeah.
Is his superpower of positivity. And my book is a lot. You cannot write a prescriptive how-to book on autism.
Agreed.
And they say if you met one child on the spectrum, you met one child on the spectrum. And I try to explain to people, and I don't mean to sound odd, but my 20-year-old son right now that's at Kent State University, the same 20-year-old, if they're on the severe side, I hate to say this, could be still in diapers. I mean, it's that wide a gap.
Absolutely.
That's why it's called a spectrum. So I wanted to touch upon the mindset. But the funny part was, I feel because I'm an infinitely over-caffeinated, highly positive, optimistic individual, I don't do negative. I don't.
Yeah.
I think it's a toxin, to be quite frank. But really writing this, I realized that my son taught me something. When I look at his resilience, his grit, the positivity through hours of just dread, I mean, when I think of the countless hours we dragged him, the therapy, I think of all the supplements he had to take. There were times where he had his friends outside playing or doing something, and he was stuck in therapy. I look at that, and how do you not look at your own child with pure admiration,
Sure.
And so in terms of an epiphany, the guy that was writing the book that wanted to convey the message of hope, resilience, and positivity, and that's the theme of my book, really was reflective in my own son's attitude, you know? Yeah. So my son taught me more writing this book than I could have taught anyone else.
Agreed, agreed. And I think that's definitely something that I experienced when we were working on our book, Superheroes on the Spectrum. And one of the things that I, you know, just what you were saying about the spectrum, we all know, those of us who are in the autism community understand the spectrum and that there is a very broad range. And when you've met one person, you've met one person, right? And I think the gravity of that really sank in with me even more as we were working on our book, because we have all of these different stories. And the one that I always talk about is the one that just brought me to my knees the most is the story written by a non-speaking adult. And he wrote his story with his assistive communication device. I'm getting goosebumps right now. And for so long, the outside world, we tend to assume that when someone is non-speaking, that they're incompetent. And that couldn't be further from the truth, right? And so even though there were things that I know intrinsically, writing the book and working through my own things, but also other people, these amazing people who are so strong and have such grit, like your son, you know, just reminding me of these key messages of, we have to assume competence, for example. There's so much that you learn on this journey of writing that you don't necessarily think about. It's that time it takes you to process it and put it to paper. And you sit back and, wow, I really did learn a thing or two, didn't I?
Really. And, you know, one thing I was cognizant in my book, and I mentioned this. So yeah. I do a lot of speaking, and I've done some speaking at fundraisers. And I had this one parent's voice in my head. She came up with her husband and said, listen, what you said about your son doesn't apply to ours. Your son is more on the mild end. Ours is more on the severe, moderate to severe end. And I said, no. That's myopic thinking. I said, there's a big portion of my book that talks about, and I equated to the day in, day out training with martial arts, mm-hmm. about daily improvement with your child. And I said, the difference being your child that's moderate to severe, their good day or their 2% improvement that day is simply going to look different than my son. Yes. But to quote Alonzo Mourning of the Miami Heat, you know, a win is a win. It doesn't matter which is a point or whether it's 70 points. So I try to address that in the, because I could hear that parent's voice. And sometimes, as to your point, experience does help.
Yeah.
I've met so many parents within our community that I thought about that. So I addressed that multiple times in the book to say, I get it. I do. But the same mental application, the same mindset that I'm trying to touch upon on the book applies to all children, regardless of where they're at.
Agreed, agreed. And I know, back to a win is a win, in my own family and in talking to a lot of other families, I struggled for a long time and I've gotten a lot better, but I really try to just embrace and celebrate the wins, whatever they are.
Right.
Whatever that win looks like, we're going to celebrate it. Let's talk a little bit about who this book is for. My son is older now. Your boys are older. A lot of people tend to think that books that we write from the perspective as a parent with a child that's autistic, that it's only for other parents. So you and I both know that's not the truth. Who can your book help?
Sure. And I'm going to specify like three different areas. The third, Crystal, I will tell you, has blown me away. And I'm probably most excited about, believe it or not. One is fathers, but I try to touch upon the belligerent father in the very beginning.
Right.
Look, my book isn't War and Peace. It was a little over a year and a half, maybe more to write. It's about 140, 50 pages, but I wanted something where if a mother was struggling, I thought of the face of those mothers, the pain in their eyes, because you and I know if both parents aren't accepting and that child's further going into the abyss, you're not helping that child. So I thought about that father, and it addresses the belligerent father in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure to address that. The other thing I will say, parents, if they're newly diagnosed, this is a mental roadmap. That's the way I want to design it. It's, again, it's simply, this is our journey in front of us. We need to be on the same page, and this is the mindset we need. And let me repeat, positivity, resilience, hope. Those are my three themes.
Yeah.
If your parents have battle-tested children, you're battle-tested already, you've had children on the spectrum, I think reading it, you'll be able to relate a lot to what I say, and it may even rejuvenate your soul a little bit and ignite your soul. Again, I don't shut off positive. I just don't. If you come from my family, you don't. God bless. My brother is a national and international philanthropist that has done more good. I could spend an hour talking about that. We've been taught to help others. If you're in my mantra is if you're breathing air, you should be helping others. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of the concept of this book. I want to help whether they're battle tested or new. Now the last type, and I don't know why I wasn't thinking of this. For the last 30 years, I've been known as the Pitt Guru. I founded the first two sites covering University of Pittsburgh sports.
Mm-hmm.
And Pitt Nation, I've had people reach out to me to go, I know very little to nothing about autism, nor do I have anyone in my family, but I'm buying your book. You've supported our community, and I want to learn about autism. And I go, whoa. You know, I'm like, that's awesome. I never thought about the awareness portion. I know that sounds odd, but it just didn't hit me as much. I had multiple people message me and go, I'm a sales manager, and I have a multitude of salesmen under me. I'm buying mm-hmm. all of them a book. I just want them to understand in the perspective of a father with a child on the spectrum. And I'm like, to me, that's so powerful, because the more acceptance we have, the easier it is for any child out there that's dealing, and it's a tough journey. You know, it's not easy for these kids. So I am so thrilled to hear that. In fact, I think more of my pre-orders at the moment have been from people without any affiliation to autism, and that is incredibly exciting. You know, so I'm dealing with one influencer that wanted to read it on Instagram. And he messaged me and said, you have opened up my eyes. He said, I've never dealt with anyone that wrote about a thing, whether it be autism, Down syndrome, ever. He goes, it was funny. He says, we're going to work together in the future too. And he goes, I want to get this message out. And he goes, it's going to open up a whole new avenue of reviewing books for me. And I said, this is awesome. So this is why I did it. And I get goosebumps knowing that I'm just launching this week and the reception has already been incredible. So it's been well worth it. And honestly, I have a few more books in mind now that I have the bug.
That's great. I can't agree more that we have to remember that there is a much broader audience that can really learn from the books that we've written. And it is so much about the awareness and acceptance. And one of the areas, and this is an opportunity for your book without doubt as well, but we've had a lot of interest in using the book for with human resources programs and neurodivergent training and the workplace and helping other people understand sort of from someone who is neurodivergent, from their perspective, kind of how they see the world. And so, you know, we've had with our book a lot of interest on that side, which again, blows me away because it's not something I would have thought about. It makes a complete sense, right? But, you know, really using the book as a tool, not only to educate people who don't know about autism, but also to educate people in their work environments about interacting with people who are neurodivergent. And that is also extremely powerful, the awareness and then the acceptance. And ultimately, it makes it a bit easier for our children to hopefully navigate the world and people are more informed, right?
Exactly. You know, it's funny you say that. I mean, and you know, this as an author, you start connecting with other authors.
Yeah.
And I had a best-selling author reach out to me who has done exceptionally well. He's a business mogul. And we set up a call for later this month. And he said to me, you know, this is a tool, your book, I want to use to educate my workers. But he also wants to help from a philanthropic standpoint locally with some of the organizations I'm involved in. This book has opened up more channels, more connections than what I expected already. And I can't fathom what it's going to do moving forward.
Yeah, that's amazing. So your book is out.